From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama used his first Oval Office address to try to reassure the nation that the government is in control of the Gulf oil crisis. The president vowed that the Gulf would be restored, but said the disaster will last for months and its impact perhaps years. The president says BP will pay for the damages. Mr. Obama is set to meet with BP executives on Wednesday. The president also spent part of Monday and Tuesday in the Gulf of Mexico to convey the message that the government stands behind efforts to clean up the Gulf. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to seeing that the mess is cleaned up and that BP pays for those damages. The president has signed a bill lifting the cap on the amount of money that can be taken out of a government trust fund to pay the Coast Guard for aiding oil cleanup efforts in the Gulf. The old law limited the amount to $100 million. The Coast Guard has already spent $69 million on Gulf cleanup. Some Senate Democrats are preparing legislation to require BP to set up an escrow fund to pay for the cleanup and restoration of the Gulf. The fund would also be used to compensate residents and businesses affected by the disaster. The news did not affect BP's stock Tuesday. The company's shares turned around, gaining 2.4% to close at $31.40 a share. Credit card companies must stop charging high fees for bills paid for past due payments. Beginning August 22nd, they won't be able to impose a late fee of more than $24 for a late bill. Creditors also won't be able to charge cardholders for having inactive accounts. The Federal Reserve adopted the rules to halt what supporters say have been abuses by the companies. It is encouraging companies to rethink the higher interest rates charged earlier this year before other consumer protections went into effect. Scientists have provided a new estimate for the size of the Gulf oil spill that indicate it could be worse than what was previously thought. A government panel of scientists says that the oil spill is leaking between 1.47 million and 2.52 million gallons a day, the increase over previous estimates that put the maximum size of the spill at 2.2 million gallons per day. A California man accused of torturing a friend, including pulling out his heart, has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. The attorney for Jared Wyatt of Klamath says his client entered the plea last week in Del Norte County. The 26-year-old mixed martial arts fighter is charged with murder, aggravated mayhem, and torture. Randy Jackson, the brother of the late Michael Jackson, has been hospitalized in Southern California. A source close to the family, who spoke only on the condition of anonymity because he was not authorized to speak, says Jackson experienced chest pains around noon and was taken to a hospital in Pasadena. Randy Jackson was in court in Los Angeles for a pretrial hearing for Conrad Murray, who's charged with his brother's death. This is NPR News. Some Senate Democrats are preparing legislation to require BP to set up an escrow fund to pay for the cleanup and restoration of the Gulf of Mexico. The fund also would be used to compensate residents and businesses affected by the disaster. That news didn't affect BP stock on Tuesday. SpaceX plans to announce a plan to launch next-generation commercial satellites aboard its Falcon 9 rocket. The announcement is expected tomorrow. The company that launched a rocket carrying a mock-up of a spacecraft that could take cargo and humans into orbit was launched 2 weeks ago. SpaceX is a possible contender for private sector replacement of NASA's space shuttle program. President Obama has signed a bill lifting the cap on the amount of money that can be taken out of a government trust fund to pay for the Coast Guard for aiding oil cleanup efforts in the Gulf. The old law limited the amount to $100 million. The Coast Guard has already spent a good portion of that money. Wynn Resorts is laying off more than 250 workers while restoring full-time hours and salaries to 1,400 other employees at two casinos in Las Vegas. Hundreds of Wynn employees accepted pay cuts as business dropped in the tourist city. Wynn reported $34.5 million in operating losses during the first quarter, down from $58 million at the same time last year. U.S. stocks surged more than 2% today, led by technology and industrial shares. The Dow Industrials gained 213 points to close at 10,404. The Nasdaq added nearly 62 points, and the S&P was up 25. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.